Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
We appreciate our friends at Wrangler Jeans and Shirts for supporting the coverage of the Indian National Finals Rodeo's 44th celebration. At the conclusion of Thursday night's performance, it was the start of the third go-round in the bareback bronc riding. Navajo Earl Soce Jr. is your leader with a 74-point ride aboard Thunderheart. A veteran Virgil Jacobs takes the lead in the round with a 4.86 second time. He received a standing ovation. Ladies breakaway roper Shantaya Murphy is quickest with a 2.29 second time. In the classic event, saddle bronc riding, Lookout Sanford from Muddy Creek Rodeo Company in South Dakota, owned by Chancey Wilson, took Alan Cole Goldberg to the top of the leaderboard with a 76-point ride. Jason Clegg was fastest in tie-down roping with an 8.11 second time. Team roping sees Blaine Redhorse and Sean Murphy Jr. winning it with a 3.96 second time. Colville Indian cowgirl from Washington, Caitlin Marchand, is your leader in the ladies' cloverleaf barrel racing with a 14.961. Joker's Wild of KL Bucking Bulls took Wyatt Batoni Navajo to a big 86-point ride, the highest score of the night in round three for the bull riding. Each round pays $2,500 to $3,600 depending on the event, and the best on four will pay $6,000. For the best on three, Oglala Lakota, Stephen DeWolf is in second with 142 points. Earl Soce Jr. is your leader with 199 points on three head of bucking horses in the bareback riding. Steer Wrestling sees Navajo Wyatt Rogers in second. Cherokee Tuck Johnson has 42.66 time on three to lead the Steer Wrestling. Ladies breakaway roper Sienna Dohosey in second with 6.68 seconds. Splitting second and first with Rolinda Ben Navajo in the breakaway roping. Alan Cole Gobert is leading the aggregate with 149 points in the saddle bronc riding. Lee Jean Barlow, another Navajo, and Robert Burbank in third place. Burbank, a veteran here over 10 times. In the tie-down roping, at this point, no one has caught three. Bo Wells is in third. Blake Tatham, Cherokee from Oklahoma, in second place. And Jason Clegg has a 17.32 on two of three. Champion of the world in the PRCA, Aaron Sinigini, an 18-time qualifier, Lucius Sells, are sitting in second. Blaine Redhorse and Sean Murphy are the fastest on three in the team roping. They have caught two head with 13.17. Lorette Peterson is the fastest on three in the cloverleaf pattern with 47.479 seconds. Chance Thompson, second. Navajo Wyatt Batoni is your leader, riding the best on three head in the bull riding with two performances to go. We had a chance to catch up with Matt West, who is televising this on Ride Pass. You may be familiar with Matt's voice and face as one of the PBR commentators. He is from Oklahoma. Hello, Matt. I'm confident you've enjoyed this Indian National Finals rodeo competition as much as I have.
Yeah, you know what? It's my first trip to the INFR. It's the first time I've actually had an opportunity to be here and witness it in person. You know, I've been talking to guys like Derek Begay for the last few weeks about what to expect when we get here. There's some world-class talent. There's some athletes here that are certainly at the top of the industry. It's been a lot of fun, and that's been the highlight of it, you know, the competition. We know that in the world of rodeo, anything can happen at any given time, but we also know that it can be more exciting than any World Series or any Super Bowl, and that's what's shaping up here. You know, the races for the all-around title, the races for the individual disciplines, everything's going to come down to that final day, so it's going to be fun to watch.
Matt West, TV commentator for the PBR and Ride Pass at the Indian National Finals Rodeo. Thanks for listening. Episodes of this program may be heard on randytaylorannouncer.com. Compliments of 4B Web Design. Thanks for listening to today's segment of Word with a Champ. For Native Voice One, this is Cherokee Cowboy Randy Taylor.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota. Owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler. Long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.